if the doctor tells you, hey, you're going to die in 3 months, but if you give me all the money in your account and all the assets that you own, you can live 2 more years. I guarantee you 100% of you guys would do it.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Javier Hinojo, of the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And in today's episode, I am going to talk about what is my why, right? I'm going to really, really talk about what is my why. I don't know if you guys might be a little shocked, but you know, this is the Naked Truth, and I'm just going to tell you how it really is. You know, I got nothing to hide. And either you like it or you don't, you agree with it or you don't, you know, doesn't matter. But, you know, everybody has their personality and their dreams or goals and why they do things. So I'm going to go ahead and share mine. So I think I've said it before in the past, but for me, it's cars, women, houses, money, planes, boats, right? That's the reason I do it. So I don't know what order I went, but we'll start with the cars, right? I need my family and myself to be in a nice car, nice, safe car, in case we get an accident, we don't get hurt or hurt as bad, or it doesn't break down on us. Houses, right? I need a nice house to live in, a nice neighborhood, nice area, somewhere comfortable, somewhere safe. Money, I need to have money to live. I need money to leave a legacy for my family. So yeah, definitely need to do it for the money. Women, oh yeah, I did for women, right? I got 2 women in my life. It's my wife and my daughter. So for sure. And my dog, actually. Well, she's a girl. So, and my dog. Planes, for sure. I mean, man, who the hell likes to go to the airport? Like, and stand in line, and even you have TSA, and it's so nice to drive up, get in the plane, land, get off. I mean, like, without going to TSA and all that. Heck yeah. Planes, for sure. Saves time, right? You know, so one thing you can never get back is your time. That's the most valuable asset everybody has. So you either stay in line at the airport or you skip the line and have your own plane. So that's why I put planes in there. And boats, I don't know, I just threw that in there just because I was watching the movie Step Brothers a little while ago. And anyways, it was funny. So I threw some boats in there as well. So yeah, I mean, that's the real reason why, you know, I do real estate. And a lot of people talk about, I do it for my wife, for my family, for my kids, for my legacy, you know, and all that's good. I mean, man, that's awesome. And I'm sure everybody's 100% honest when they say that. But when somebody asks me why I do what I do, I mean, I'm pretty selfish. So, I mean, I do it for me. You know, I do it for me. You know, I set a goal and I need to hit that, right? I mean, it makes whatever inside of me, it gives me a drive, right? To conquer, to get something done. So, you know, it fuels me, right? I do it for me. And at the same time, well, you know, it helps my family out, right? Or it hurts them. And sometimes you get so determined that the people you say you might be doing it for is the ones you hurt. So even yourself, you know, I'm not talking about your family, I'm talking about yourself. Maybe you don't take care of yourself anymore. You don't get enough sleep. You overwork. You don't get any exercise. Shoot, I probably gained like 30 pounds in 2 years. And it was insane. Like, man, what the heck? And so this year I lost a lot of weight. Just because I just got determined again, like, hey man, I'm hurting myself here trying to build my dream. I'm hurting myself. You'll work hard for 20, 30, 40 years, right? And you overwork yourself to exhaustion, you stress yourself out late nights and just to make that extra dollar, okay? But then if the doctor tells you, hey, you're going to die in 3 months, but if you give me all the money in your account and all the assets that you own, you can live 2 more years. I guarantee you 100% of you guys would do it. When I say guys, it's gender neutral. But I'm pretty sure most of us would do that. You know, I'd be like, oh yeah, here's everything. To give me an extra 2 years of life, here's everything. But you could have avoided that if you would have started earlier. If you would have avoided that by taking care of yourself. But I understand, look, I've been there. I've been through the grind. You know, people say, hey, I work from 9 to 5 and that's all I do. You know, turning my phone off, I don't work weekends, yada, yada, yada. Unless you had money in the bank, if you started from nothing, I really want to meet that person that started with nothing, that had to grind and hustle and beat everybody else who was hungrier than they were by working 9 to 5. I'm still going to meet that person saying, hey, I woke up at 9, I shut my phone at 5, I started with nothing, no money, no credit, no nothing, and now look at me now, right? I'm sure there's somebody out there, but I haven't met him yet. So I see people out there who've already made it saying, hey, I shut my phone off at 5, this and this and that. Okay, great. Yeah, but what did you do before, right? Did you not work your ass off? Did you not neglect something, right? Were you not on your phone checking something on your phone and your two-year-old's talking to you wanting to play? That's just the truth. So, I mean, like I was saying, you know, sometimes you hurt yourself, you hurt others, right? You hurt your family as you're trying to build your business because you're so determined. But I mean, that's the honest truth, right? Why I do what I do is I do it for myself, right? Whatever it is that I got to prove, I need to do it. And at the same time, that either helps me or hurts me or helps my family or hurts my family, right? It just depends how you get it done. But there you go. Naked truth, another episode of what is my why I do it, right? Now, you do it for yourself for sure to conquer that, right? But after you conquer that need, whatever it is, you can pretty much, what do you do with that, you know, that fame or money or whatever you got, right? What do you do with it? That's the second part of this. Eventually, I'll do a second part, right? What is going to be your, what's the goal after you actually reach where you want to get to, right? I get asked all the time. Well, what's the end game? What's this? What's this? What's that, right? I'll answer that question. I think as soon as I find out what it is, I'll probably answer it. The only reason I dodge it is probably because I don't know. Or I'm not 100% certain, right? Well, what is it I know? You're 16 years old. You're going to be a junior in high school. They want to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. How the hell are you going to know what you're going to do for the rest of your life? Right? How do you know at 16? I'm 42. I know some 40-year-olds that don't know what they're going to do with their life. Ask me right now, hey, what are you going to do with the rest of your investment? What's your goal? I'm pretty new, right? I'm 6.5 years into this. You know, I got 690 units, apartments. I mean, what is my goal, right? 10,000? You know, what is it? What is my goal? It's like asking somebody right off the bat, like, what do you want to do? You're asking a 16-year-old. Hell yeah, you want to conquer the world, right? A 16-year-old. So yeah, I want to conquer the world, right? I want to do big things. So anyways, talking about conquering the world, I got a story for you. Actually, I'm going to do an episode. You can check this story about. It's the story about Alexander and the yogi, right? Like I don't know what a yogi is. I think it's like a Zen master. I don't know. But it's a story about Alexander the Great conquering the known world. So check out the next episode for a Zen story. This is Javier Hinojo, your host. Don't lose your shirt. And also follow me on social media, Instagram. Join our Facebook group, Billion Dollar Multifamily and Commercial Real Estate. Just follow me on social media. Got a lot of cool stuff.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel, take a picture, send it to us, let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.